Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Les Brown is an American motivational speaker, author, former radio DJ, and former television host. He was even a member of the Ohio House of Representatives from 1976 to 1981. Now, on today's show, Les talks about how he changed his life and how we can change ours, too. Listen to Les.
To me, one of the most important things and the first step in changing lives is to have a program for yourself. When I started on this path, that was what my goal was to change me, given my circumstances. I think that, you know, psychologists say that we create a mental blueprint between the ages of 1 and 5, that between that time, we determine what's available for us and what's not available for us. And so, given my circumstances, being born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida, I became interested in a path of developing myself. I remember shining the shoes of Mr. Sidursky, this man that my mother worked for, very wealthy on Miami Beach. She cleaned his home and she cooked for the family and kept the children. And he listened to motivational messages unbeknownst to me. That was programming my mind, and it created a thirst within me to get on this path. I remember listening to Earl Nightingale, who said, "You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are." And so to me, reading became an out. It became a tool that I used to develop myself, and not just reading for enjoyment, but reading for personal growth, reading to look at those things that I read and to apply them in my lives. I would read sometimes at night, 60, 100 pages a night, sometimes a whole book. And then I would underline the book and I would think about them, I would memorize them, and then I would apply them. I would try them out. Because one of the things he said, they did a study of some top achievers and leaders around the world, over 3,000, to find out what was the common denominator among them that enabled them to reach their goals. And here's what they did, that 85% of them reached their goals because of their attitude, 15% because of their aptitude. Now, to me, that was big, because I was in special education. I was labeled educable, mentally retarded. So I said, whoa, that means I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room, that if I have a winner's attitude, that I've got a shot, that I could make it, that I don't have to live a life of being average. I wanted to live a life of meaning, of purpose, being adopted. I wanted to do something for my mother. And so by listening to motivational messages and reading on a regular basis, it really taught me the value of using your time to work on yourself, to develop yourself, to really restructure your belief system for what was possible for you. It really expanded my vision of myself. And so to me, that's what it means about mass appeal, because I was working on myself. Then I started sharing it with others, and I noticed the difference in them when I shared with them the things that I was doing, because they saw the difference in me. And it's been said that a career is something you love so much you do it for nothing, but you do it so well that people would pay you to do it. So as I talk with and share with my friends what I was doing and what was possible for them, I eventually evolved into this life of where I am. And as a result, I carved out a market for myself. And because this is my passion, this is what I've spent the majority of my life doing, I've developed a level of expertise, a level of strength and power and reputation in this area that created a demand for myself.
That's awesome. Now, for more about Les Brown, simply search YouTube and be sure to visit his website, lesbrown.com. Les' famous book, Laws of Success, can be found at his website and or amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Les Brown. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.